A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 3rd, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest and a brief detention of Zimbabwe's Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana on Monday.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 15460 and 13860 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
No, this is not the first time that this has happened. The predecessor to Mr. Tomana, he was Mr. Sobhuza Kulandebele. He was arrested in 2007 on similar charges. I believe that this is more to do with the politics than with the legal issues.
Zvanga zviri right kuti vambo gara kumba vambozorodzewa nyaya yekusvika yapera and zvee zvisina kunyatsokumira mucha because munhu wacho achanga achivatongawo ari kuprosecutor isappointment yavo
nhako ke ukubota kwake do vanyo kuchenyisa kuti mhlawumbe ava kugacha oluvusayo iexecutive vangave seve hama ukuthi bangenele kundlela ayenza ngayo izinqumo kumacala afika kuye ukuba atsho ukuba angatshutshiswa noba angatshutshiswa ukuthi kulecala noba akulacala
andiva zvakati ivova vasibani zavo vagare kumba but sotarisa maitikiro azvo zvinotora dzaizvo kubasa kwacho kunotonetsa nekuti ivo kandoo vanenge vachifarwa kuunza nyaya dzekuchutshisa saka kana imuchutshisi ariye ari kuchutshwa anogouya sei kubasa saka izvozvo ndo zvimwe zvinogona kunetsa.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest of the country's Prosecutor General, Johannes Tomana.
The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights and the country's leading legal minds and opposition parties have condemned the arrest of Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana, calling it an assault on the rule of law and the justice delivery system. But the state maintains that he criminally abused his office and by releasing two army officers detained on January 22nd for allegedly attempting to bomb Kushungu Dairies Private Limited, President Robert Mugabe's family business in Mazowe near Harare.
What does this arrest mean in terms of the rule of law? The country's major opposition parties have released statements condemning the latest action. And the first one comes from the Movement for Democratic Change, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. And there's a statement from Honorable J.C. Majome, who is the party's Secretary for Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs. And the statement reads, and I quote, the MDC is bemused by the startling arrest and prosecution of the Prosecutor General. The MDC hopes that this sensational development is a big lesson to the Prosecutor General and all law enforcement authorities and officials that they must pursue justice and fairness and respect the constitutionality, the constitutionally enshrined fundamental rights and freedoms of everyone, including those they consider as political foes or low social status. And there's another statement from the People's Democratic Party, led by former Finance Minister Tendai Biti. And the statement is from their spokesperson, Jacob Mafume. And it reads, and I quote, "While we are tempted to say the chickens are coming home to roost, we, however, must hasten to add that Tomana, as the head of the National Prosecution Authority, or NPA, should show gratitude to the call by democratic forces in ensuring that the independence of the work of the Prosecutor General was enshrined in the new constitution." So you can see, Gibbs, that the opposition parties are clearly saying that, you know, they don't agree with what has happened, but they all seem to be having serious issues with Tomana the man.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Blessing, kunjalo ke Zulu kandaba. Yeah, lamhlanje nxa lisanda kusixhuma ke sixoxa ngodaba lwegqetha elikhulu lelizwe umnumzana uJohannes Tomana yena obotshwe ngomvulo. Kwathi ke ngolwesibili wangena khona ngale mthethwandaba bemethesa ke icala lokuthi wakhulula abantu ababili abacatshangela ukuthi babefuna ukuthi baphosele amabhomba khona ngale epulazini likamongameli Robert Mugabe. Ye, so sikhuluma nje uphandle unikwe lokho kuthiwa yibail $1,000. Kodwa ke nxa sesikhangela nje jikelele ukuthi abantu bathini, khanyazana abaningi bathi okwenziwe nguhulumente lokuthi abotshwe akuhambelani lokuthi lo msebenzi wakhe, njalo lokuthi ukubotshwa kwakhe abakwazi ukuthi kuyagcina ngani. Ye, so sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngokubotshwa kukaJohannes Tomana njengoba eligqwetha elikhulu lelizwe, kambe yena enguye okumele ukuthi abophe abantu ahambise abantu emthethwandaba, kambe nguye futhi ohamba khona ngale emthethwandaba amelele ukuthi athoniswe icala leli. Khulumani sizwe sulukandaba nasinombolo 001-202-619-2077. Ye, khulumani sizwe.
Hongo ka hamadza diwa nasi tida uti tinge tichi taura nezwe kumbo sungwa kwe mchuchesi mkuru we hurumende we nyika va Johannes Tomana va Tomana vaka mbo chenge tezu kwa vari mtirongo ne mapurisa ne mswe muvuro vachizo piwa mkana we kubvisa Marie Chibatiso kana uti yatingati bero ye 1000 nezuro vachibva vambo buriswa kwa asina asi vanga vaenda ku kubasa. Asi magweta ari kuti panenge pakachikorwa mutemo pamasungirwo avakaitwa, nekuti kana munhu akaita saivo kana kuti mutongi pachifungidzirwa kuti achikora mutemo, panenge pachisungirwa kuti paumbwe dare kana kuti tribunal inoongorora nyaya iyi. Dare irori ndo rinozoenda kune mutungamiri wenyika roti nyaya ingadai yakabatwa so, asi zvanga zvisingafaniri kuitwa sezvotaurwa nemagweta kuti chiripo ripocho mapurisa anoerekana ati vatomana ngavaendeswe mutirongo pari kunzi pakatyorwa bumbiro remutemo. Asi samanzwawo vamwe vanopikiswa vatomana vari kuti inenge nguruve iri kukangwa nemafuta ayo. Gibbs
spido futi zakhuluma lowa eligota elikhulu usobusagula ndebe lizolo. Ngokukhuluma kwakhe ye wakuwabotshwa ngokutsho kwakhe, so uthi kunzima ukuthi nxa ungu-prosecutor general uphinde ubotshwe khonaphani. Uthi ungabotshwa abafana laba abancane baye bengazani bakwethuka, nxa bekwethuka kushumenza ukuthi umthetho kawuhambi kuhle. So sifuna ukuzwa ke ngabantu ukuthi batheni. So I'm told that we've got our first guest.
Yes, our first guest is a lawyer, or rather, more aptly, human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga, who is in Johannesburg, South Africa. He is a senior researcher with the Human Rights Watch. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We are doing great, really, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
So what is your take on this issue, Mr. Mavinga? That's obviously the first question.
You know, what is happening is that there has been a serious violation of Zimbabwe's constitution, because a person like the holder of the post of prosecutor general, we are not talking about the individual Johannes Tomana, the holder of the office, but that office is a constitutional office. And what has happened is the manner of his arrest is unconstitutional, because it is clearly provided for in terms of the constitution how, if there are any issues pertaining to his office, such how the police are supposed to proceed, how government is supposed to proceed. The police should not be involved even. So what is happening is seriously embarrassing and humiliating and unbecoming in terms of when you look at the office of the prosecutor general. It should not have happened. But it shows you the state of justice in Zimbabwe. What we have been saying for a long time as Human Rights Watch, how highly politicized and partisan these institutions like the police have become. Now they are effectively doing the bidding of political actors. We may not understand today, but it is clear that it is not the pursuit of justice that has motivated Tomana's arrest, but something else, which might be a politically motivated unconstitutional arrest, which has happened. So people may dislike Tomana the person, but the bottom line is that his arrest is unconstitutional. What has happened is really a constitutional crisis has been triggered and should not have happened.
But Mr. Mavinga, are you at all surprised that there are some who are not shedding any tears for Mr. Tomane?
Well, I am not surprised given how Tomane himself conducted his business while prosecutor general, because he was also selective and partisan in ways. And in some cases, like the case of Beatrice Mtetwa, he went out of his way to persecute through prosecution, really. So this is why some people would think that, you know, this is about chickens coming home to roost. But the reality is that it is a signifier. It points to a breakdown in the rule of law. It points to really things fall apart. And how factionalism in ZANU-PF has seeped itself and permeated and is now reflective in what's happening with to Tomane and others. This is not the end of it. We have not seen the last of it, but really it is a third indicator of the state of affairs in Zimbabwe.
Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest of the country's prosecutor general, Mr. Johannes Tomane Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Mavinga, I think you still remember that the former prosecutor, the former attorney general, Sobhuza Kulandebele, was once arrested and faced the same accusations. So at the end of the day, you know, these accusations don't seem to stick. So why would the government be pursuing such matters, you know? Why are they fishing around?
Well, it's political. It's political. So when you want to look for the answers, you have to look at the relationship that Tomane has with certain political actors. And obviously, he will be assigned or apportioned to a faction. And this is why he is facing all these troubles. It is clear that he has been at the receiving end of insults with at one point the first lady. And now the issue which has been pointed to is very curious and funny issue, actually, of the so-called four intelligence guys who wanted to bomb the Kushingo Diaries, President Mugabe's family business. So it's very strange that this has become all of a sudden a very big issue. But the bottom line is there are some political figures who want to deal with Tomane but do not want to use the constitutional route because the issues will not stick. So this route is faster, it humiliates, and it gets rid of him as was done with Kulandebele. And also remember, a number of judges have been arrested in similar fashion. We have Justice Paraza, who was also really arrested and humiliated and ousted out of office, and then he had to leave the country. So it's a way of dealing brutally with opponents who hold high office, but in a way that violates the rule of law, that violates the constitution, and that, in the end of the day, removes all kinds of respect or confidence, public confidence, in our judiciary system and justice system.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. If you may move a bit from where you are, I think at the end we were losing you. Tineva Terere Gibbs.
Yes. Yes. Lomnumzana, welcome. Okhona ngale ke eGoli. Baba, welcome. Kunjani?
Khona linjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kunjani khona beGoli?
Hayi, lapha kukathi izulile linetha yokwena.
Yes. So akutsho ungathini ngodaba lokubotshwa kwaTomane?
Ya, ya, ngiyalibona indaba kaTomane. Tomane lobuhlungu lolu daba. But kodwa la ngibona indaba esiyenza mina sesihambe kahle la.
Ujoni nxasitsho njalo mnumzane.
Ya, kulo mthetho lwana waphuma last year. Okwenziswa kwabantu abancane. Ya, yho athi zombona sigathi ngasayenzi kahle. Kunezinye izinto athi seziyenza, hhayi bona ngathi ngasayenzi kahle.
So-ke wena ubona ngazani nxa kungabotshwa igqoda elikhulu elelizwe, kambe kuhamba njani sibili ngombono wakho?
Ya, yinto esibuhlungu le.
Pho manje ungabotshwa igqoda elikhulu, pho mina lawe ke kuhamba njani?
Iphutha. Akaziwe ukuthi yenze kanjani.
awona ubona zathi asikhulume sibili mnumzana welcome la kambe akukho okunye akukho okunye ongani uchama zamnyama khona
hello
akukho ongani kuyachama zamnyama ongani akubuluvili banci wena ungwakho sibili awubona ngenxa ngabe kukhona kwepolitika okuphakathi khona
yeah mbona kunenkinga kuzizana khona phela
inkinga bani tshela uzulu phela mnumzana
ngizibe ngazi kahle but mbona ikhona esukeli yasisingasahambi kahle
yo enjengani
phakathi kwakhe nebandla lezana
kungabe kuyini sibili
angizibe ngazi kahle baba but mbona kule nto engahambanga kahle
aha ye kodwa nxa singathi nje utshaye ngamafitshane uthi-ke laba abantu okuthiwa babefuna ukuyabhomba khona ngale emzini ku-daily farm ekamnumzana umgabe kambe wena ukuthatha njani khonokho
hello
ukuthatha njani ukuthi kuthiwa kulalabo ababefuna ukuyabhomba epulazini likamongameli Robert Mugabe wena ukuthatha njani khonokho ubona njani
hello
hayi kulungile nxa usangizwa siza kudinga futhi sakufonela baba sizakufonela
okay
yeah kodwa sizamfonela ngoba ifoni yakhe is cutting so he was saying that maybe there's some political conflict within ZANU PF and that's why Mr. Tumana was arrested. But he's not happy about what Mr. Tumana is alleged to have uttered last time.
Mm-hmm.
Still remember the issue of early child marriages?
Yes.
He says, there's something that he was not doing right.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he may deserve this kind of, you know, arrest, yeah?
And I think we have a short video that we want to play. Let's take a listen.
Mm-hmm.
To the Constitution itself. So I'm happy for the Constitution. The Prosecutor General is independent in the discharge of his functions. Certainly that discharge, in my view, cannot be reviewed by the police. You then get into serious problems. Where do they stop?
That, of course, is Mr. Tumana's lawyer there. Let's go to our callers. Tinemwe Mtereri, Mkoma Vativanunzi, war. Kana ndiwondo makadi.
Ndivo makadi yebo.
Inmunonzi mkoma wo manje.
Yeah, ndivo.
Okay, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu munoona se.
Ndivo ndi kanisere kuti pfungwa kwa kumana kwa hati nge zviziva kuti tavirana kugara kuri ku mukati mebatira we. But yeah, it's really like those who some extent the government kuti mutemeno kuti bizeti muzimbabwe macho hamuna kana mutemeno uri kuteedzerwa mune kodzero dzevanhu dzirigara dziri kuteerwa ndivo vamwe vanhu vevanhu vacho vaite kuteera kodzero dzevanhu vavo saka ivongo vakambotiurirwawo kodzero dzavo vanunatozoona kuti ne zvinhu zvazvina kunaka kuti kodzero dzevanhu vanhu vange dzinge dzichiteerwa saka dai vakapirwa hashi sendence on that ndivo kana vasina chiundu chamushando chekuti vaizvitiwo vari ndivo vakazonominita kuti ndivo vakwanisa kunge vakarerisa vanhu vaida kunge vachibhomba uwo so kana takashaika evidence ka takashaika evidence ka hapana hautenisemeni pasina evidence kana takashaika umbowo vakabva vati vanhu ngavabude
asi kamukoma wo tikati kana munhu achimbokanganisa akazokanganisirwawo toti tsvatuwaro zvingafamba here
ayo so zvinhu zvagara ndezvirikuitika kamunyika ndikandisvikawo kurudyi ndakutoti wezange tindeko ndobva ndakusvikawo kuribosa saka zvindo zvagara zvirikutoitika hazvisi kana zvitsva kana zvekuti tingamboti pane chimwe chinhu chatingataura bisinyevanhu but chandiri kuona nenyaya yekuti pane kusawirirana kwagara kuripo udhimbepati so kusawirirana kwekwega ndosareiza maproblems ekuti vazenge vachisvika pakusunga and anishuwa kuti that is the true point because oriht zvava netaimu yakadii tikada kunzinza ende vai vazoeminenuka kuti ndo vazoreleasa nasi munhu akadzidzira basa rake handi ndo vakamuisa pachigaro vachiona kuti munhu akakodzera kuti ange achibatsirana nevanhu saka chinonzi kana akaona kuti vanhu haana mhosva ka akaona kuti vanhu haana mhosva because hapana kuprojisa evidence inokwanisa kutaridza kuti vanhu ava ndo vanhu vange vari vaida kana kuti ndo vakaremwa saka vachingooneka kuti havasindo vakaremwa kaka zvakanaka kachose kuti vasiye but vachizomutora kuti vachida kumusena
Aye, watinotenda zvikuru mukoma wowo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. What Wo is saying is basically that Mr. Tomana is not approaching this subject with clean hands. He's saying that he's also allegedly responsible for abusing the rights of other Zimbabwean citizens. So he must enjoy a taste of his own medicine. Yes. But at the same time, he's saying that he's surprised that they are persecuting him like this. I mean, he was appointed on the basis that he is a competent lawyer. So if he takes a decision, it must be respected, Gibbs.
I guess it's okay. Umnumzano Udlebo Mklanga was a foreign Gunapake blessing. Baba Mklanga, unwa uchona jani? Ahingi kahle kunjani lapho khona khona?
Hayi nokuyatshisa.
Ye, kuzalunga mfowethu ungabe usewangi. Oh, okay, ye. Akutsho baba Mhlanga. Udaba lolu lubona njani?
Ya into khona yokuthi ubaba uThomana njengamthuthisi omkhulu wenze yena kesejali kwenza into eyangivani ajayele ukuyenza vele awasekhosi ukuthi abantu gathi isiqala sedilayva ngase silula ama-interest amakhulu. So into khona yokuthi yena wenze nje umsebenzi wabantu kuzonke ukuthi hhayi kunabanye abantu abantu lo angeke baphathe njengabanye wasebakhulula nje okobe nabantu sengakwazi ukuthi igravity yecala langikhona ingakanani. But at the same time yena njengomphithisi omkhulu nguyemele anike ama-instructions kwi-prosecution. So kundaba khe ngubani ozanika ama-instructions elo muzi ngingawuhambisa kwabazi kakhulu ngomthetho omazinga lapho.
So bamavinjana khonapho ngeke mbuze uMr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, there's a question here. He says we'll be giving instructions, you know, in the absence of Mr. Tomana.
Well, what happens is that the prosecution authority in Zimbabwe is actually called the National Prosecution Authority, NPA. And within this, the head of that authority is Tomana. But in his absence, there is a deputy who then discharges the mandate of the office of the Prosecutor General. But also, in light of that, the problem is that Tomana may be is being persecuted. It may not even be him directly who may have been responsible for this case of the Gushimo Dairy suited for. So we need to look at that as well, because when you prosecute the office, it is not necessary to go to the person and say that he should be arrested and arraigned before the court for a discharge of a function of his office or of a function of the National Prosecuting Authority, NPA.
Yeah, Baba Mhlanga, umzile lapho ekuphendula. Uzenjani impendulo yakhe? Ukhona icingwane Baba Mhlanga? Baba Mhlanga ngana samuzo. Lokho khona Baba Mhlanga icingwane? Yeah, ungazani iphone yakhe ngandisibekiwe, kodwa siyethemba khona ngapho ke lupane nxa usizwa umsakazo. Uzulu Baba Mavinga kuphendula sithi ye nxa engekho-ke umnumzana uTomana ukhona oyabe ngani uyajujisa khonapho. So yena lowo muntu nguyabe khangela icala lakhe futhi ukuthi liqhutshwe ngonanzelelo njalo liqhutshwe kahle. Ye, ngithemba ukuthi uzule khonokho Baba Mhlanga. Unjalo futhi
rega tiende kuBotswana kuna mkoma Bernard. Makadii mkoma Bernard?
Ndinoda makadiwo.
Isu ndizozo zvemutowa kumwe munyoro kumwe wakaoma. Kuri sei kuBotswana?
Hayi, kubekana kuri nani hako kugara asi kwapisa mapepa ari kunetsa.
Iwanzi kurembera kuri nani pane kudonha, munofanira kuramba muchishingirira zvinoita chete.
Haiwa, tinotenda.
Handiti kataura henyu tinzwi.
Hangu ndoda handida kunyatsokutora nguva yakawanda panyaya yavatomana. Vatomana munhu atoziva kuti munhu anozikama nokushungurudza vamwe vanhu. Imagina Blessing vatomana vakasunga vanhu vemdc, vamwe vakanofira mujere vasina zvinhu zvavanga vaita pamusoro pazvo, vamwe vari vapenyu vakahonda kukoti vakasvika vakaiswa discharge. Tomana angashamba basa rake ane side rokuti uyu ndiani uyu ndiani. Zvino izvi kana iye aenda kuchitokisi Mm-hmm. I don't feel sorry for him. And he's very lucky. I felt very sad when I heard he was actually paid bail and is now back at work.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect that. Tomana blessing is not good for us as Zimbabweans.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel it's either he has done good or he has done bad, but mm-hmm. I don't feel sorry for him.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, these guys who wanted to bomb Mugabe's farm,
mm-hmm.
they were actually still under the police investigation, or the investigations were still on.
Mm-hmm.
He released the guys. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? He wanted the guys to interfere with investigation, so he deserved to be arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Why should we say it's wrong? Is that? You know, even Mugabe himself, he deserved to be arrested. There's something wrong. So mm-hmm. Tomana's office was the highest office in the land. He deserves to be in jail. He deserves to be interrogated.
Mm-hmm. Asika Mkomba Bernard, apana ari kuti havafaniri kusungwa asi pari kunzi panofanira kuteedzerwa mutemo kuti kana vachida kusungwa ivo vamugabe ndivo vanoumba tribunal kana kuti dare revarume kana madzimai maviri matatu voongorora kwete kuti vanhu vanongoere kana vavasunga pari kutaurwa nyaya yemutemo kwete kuti yava Tomana semunhuwo zvake.
Papa, in that part, sort of, but the way he used to harass other people, that is the way they are harassing him now. That's the way they are taking to harass him as well. He has to take it. And if I were Tomana, I think this is the time to learn. But no, I should deal with other people in the right manner. Yes, I hear what they're saying, the gentlemen, they have to feel to say this is against the law. But you know, when I'm busy by one, I can't much talk his blessing. When what I'm gonna say the same case I can talk I discharge.
Mm-hmm. I want to not end as Kurumkoma Bernard.
I want to not end the machine. You know, I don't feel sorry for him. Mm-hmm. It's either he's done good or bad.
Mm-hmm. That's your opinion, and we respect your opinion. That's Bernard there. You heard him. I think it's quite clear. But of course, we encourage our listeners to say Mr. Tomana is alleged to have done this.
Yeah,
you know, because we are not a court of law.
Right, yeah.
So anything against Mr. Tomana remains an allegation until the court says, you know, what he did is wrong, right?
Yeah.
So
not guilty until proven guilty, right?
Yeah.
So sike sizweke umnumzana Aubrey Moyo ecingweni khonapho. Aubrey kunjani?
Ngiyaphila la.
Injani kodwa kunjani lapho khona khonapho ungawuseZimbabwe?
NgiseZimbabwe nisemanama.
Oye kunjani emanama?
Emanama eGwanda. Kuyatshisa.
Amacimbi nya akulaludi.
Vele lo nyaka siwaboni.
Futhi bakithi ungathini ke ngodaba lolu esikhuluma ngalo baba.
Ngibona ngani nxa kungukuthi utholakale lecala la uyawuthola umvuzo wayejayele ukuyenzela kahle.
Mhm. Awumzweli vele ngitsho
la yenza. Hello?
Awumzweli ngitsho la kancane.
Hayi, mina kangimzweli.
Mhm.
Angimzweli sibili, ezinye izinto ezenza abantu babengela macala yena senza ngani bala macala.
Kodwa ubona ngazani icala lakhe liyaqhutshwa kuhle yini baba Moyo?
Mina la nxa lingaqhutshwanga kuhle kodwa bemvalela ngiyabe mbona anti laye wayengaqhubi kuhle ithiwa abantu.
Kuze buye
yefanana koloka ekwenzayo abani naye namhla kumfikile
bamba kona apho Moyo ungayika tshana sathi sithathe kefu kancane siyabuya kuweke sibe sesiqedisa kona apho ngamafutshane.
Okay
ubambe. Yeah, please.
Mr. Mavinga, please do stay on the line. Namkoma Muchineripi Bamu, Rambayo Muriparu Nari, Chatzuka Kwamuri. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press Live Talk. I'm Blessed Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.